You are listening to the Portland Christian Center podcast. This week, we have a special guest, Alan Huth, who talks about God's Word and the importance that it should have in our daily lives.
Well, it's good to be back about every 5 years and get to speak to this wonderful church. And in my message today, I want to start with a memory of a movie that you might have remembered, A Few Good Men. How many remember that movie, A Few Good Men, with Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise? And what was the famous line in that movie? I couldn't hear you. Say it like he said it. All right, you can't handle the truth, right? Well, I'm going to change that. So my message is not you can't handle the truth. It's you can't find the truth. What's our world like today? It's different, isn't it? Whether you watch CNN or Fox News, whichever is your preference, do we feel like the media is giving us truth when we watch the news? What about the Supreme Court justice nomination that we just went through? Regardless of what side you ended up on, do we think as a nation that we came up with the truth of the matter in that process? And then take it to anything you want. Media, government, politics, business, education, or even the church. Can we find the truth in the church today? So I want to go to Barna Research. I think many of you are familiar with this. They do a lot of great work for Christianity. And here's the trends of what we face today as Christians concerning the truth. The study that they did showed this. Being a Christian or associating with the Christian faith is not as attractive to Americans as it used to be. Besides the battering that Christians take in the media and another reason it is relatively rare to find someone who exemplifies the Christian faith. So we're not very good models of what this thing called Christianity is. The study goes on. Most self-identified Christians are comfortable with the idea that the Bible and the sacred books from non-Christian religions all teach the same truths and principles. Faith in America is now individual and customized. We are comfortable with the idea of being spiritual as opposed to being devoutly Christian. We become our own unchallenged spiritual authorities, defining truth and reality as we see fit. Only 34% of adults believe in absolute moral truth. And then the study continues, and probably the basis of why we are where we are today is this. Biblical literacy is neither a current reality nor a goal in the United States. Little, if any, progress is being made toward assisting people to become more biblically literate. Bible reading has become the religious equivalent of soundbite journalism. When people read from the Bible, they typically open it, read a brief passage without much regard for its context. If they're comfortable with it, they accept it. Otherwise, they deem it interesting but irrelevant to their life and move on. Is that what your Bible reading is like? Sound bite Bible reading? I got my verse of the day on my phone. I'm good to go. Only about half of self-identified Christians firmly believe that the Bible is totally accurate in all the principles that it teaches. Half of self-identified Christians. The study concludes, we cannot really call the faith of American Christians a Bible-based faith. Christians today have accepted and combined so many ideas from other worldviews and religions that they have created their own faith system. Can we find truth in the church today? I believe the challenges that we face as Christians, as we face as a nation, as we face in our families, is very directly related to the Word of God in our own personal lives. Hosea says it this way in chapter 4, verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, for the Lord brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. Verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge, because you have forgotten the law of your God. Is that where we're at as we turn the page into another year? And yet, you know this. This is not the first time that the Bible's been challenged or the Bible's been ignored or the Bible's been set aside. It happens all the time. So grab your Bibles, if you brought them to church today, and turn to 2 Kings chapter 22. That was another time when the Word of God had been sort of set aside. 2 Kings 22, and in honor of God's Word, would you stand this morning as we read the Scriptures, the Holy Scriptures of God. 2 Kings 22. We'll start with verse 1. And the Word of the Lord says, Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. Now they were rebuilding the temple at the time in Jerusalem, and you could jump down to verse 8, and it says, the high priest found the book of the law in the house of the Lord, and they read it before Josiah. And then verse 11, now it happened when the king heard the words of the book of the law that he tore his clothes. Go, inquire of the Lord for me, for the people and for all Judah, concerning the words of this book that has been found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is aroused against us, because our fathers have not obeyed the words of this book to do according to all that is written in it concerning us. And go down to verse 16. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will bring calamity on this place and on its inhabitants. All the words of the book which the king of Judah has read, because they have forsaken me and burned incense to other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the work of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be aroused against this place and shall not be quenched. But as for the king of Judah, that's Josiah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, in this manner you shall speak to him. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, concerning the words which you have heard, because your heart was tender and you humbled yourself before the Lord when you heard what I spoke against this place and against its inhabitants, that they would become a desolation and a curse, and you tore your clothes and wept before me. I also have heard you, says the Lord. Surely, therefore, I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace, and your eyes shall not see all the calamity which I will bring on this place. And then go to chapter 23, verse 3. This is Josiah's response as he just heard what God had said to him. Then the king stood by a pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to follow the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people took a stand for the covenant. You can be seated. Thank you for standing in honor of God's word. I believe God is searching for Josiahs today, someone like him, who once he heard the word of the Lord, he changed. Everything changed. He wept. He humbled himself. He had a tender heart toward the word of the Lord. And we're going to finish this message. We're going to go back to this text, and we're going to see all the changes that Josiah did when he heard the words of the Lord. So I hope as we finish this year and this message, it may be a tough message, it may be a challenging message for all of us, but I hope, like Josiah, it will change you as you roll into 2019, as you strive to become more Christ-like. As Pastor has already said, this is one way that you can ensure growth in your Christian life this year, is spending time in God's Word. But before we finish with that text, let's go back to this idea we started with, and that's truth. What about truth? So I want to share some verses about truth. There's going to be 12 of them, so if you're going to write these all down, you got to write them down in a hurry. We're going to talk about where you find truth, what happens when we're truthless, what happens when we're truthful, and then the benefits of truth. So let's begin with not my words, but the Word of God concerning the issue we started with, can we find the truth today? So where do we find truth? We start with John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So truth is found in Jesus. Amen. The next verse is John 16:13. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. So truth is revealed by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then the last verse, John 17:17, maybe a familiar verse to you. Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth. So the truth is revealed and found in God's word. Amen? Okay, so when we ignore Jesus, we ignore the truth. And when we deny the Holy Spirit, we deny the truth. And when we avoid God's word, we avoid the truth. So no wonder why the world is truthless today. So let's talk about truthlessness. Truthlessness. Three verses. Romans 2:8. But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. Isaiah 59:14. Justice is turned back and righteousness stands far away, for truth has stumbled in the public squares. Jeremiah 7:28. And you shall say to them, this is the nation that did not obey the voice of the Lord their God and did not accept discipline. Truth has perished. It is cut off from their lips. Truthlessness results in the wrath and fury, unrighteousness, and lies. Are we being truthful? Are we in a nation of truth? Or truthless. But then the next three verses are on the pursuit of truth. 2 Corinthians 4:2. But we have renounced disgraceful and underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with the word of God. But by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's consciousness in the sight of God. So we won't tamper with the word of God. Psalm 86:11 says, teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. And 2 Timothy 2:15 says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. So to pursue the truth, we need to renounce truthlessness. As Christians, we need to put aside those things that are out in the world. We need to set aside disgraceful attitudes toward the scriptures, underhanded ways. We need to refuse as Christians to tamper with God's word. We need to seek the Lord and we need to present ourselves to him as one who can rightly handle the word of God. Can we do that as Christians today? If you're challenged at work or in your neighborhood or in your family, can you defend the scriptures? Can you rightly divide the word of God? Can you be a spokesman for the Bible as Christians? Who else should be? It should be us, right? We should be able to defend the word of God. And then lastly, three verses on the benefits of truth. John 8:32. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You know that. We will know the truth, and we can have freedom in the truth. Hallelujah. Psalm 51:6. Behold, you delight in truth in your inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. So we can delight in truth. And Zechariah 8:16. These are the things that you shall do. Speak the truth to one another. Render in your gates judgments that are true and make for peace. So the benefits of truth are freedom, delight, wisdom, good judgment, peace. Wow, Wouldn't we like to have all those things in 2019? Wouldn't your life like to reflect those things? Have those parts of your environment around you? So where do we find truth? We find it in Jesus. We find it in the Holy Spirit, and we find it in the Word of God. And without truth, we can expect God's judgment, His wrath, just like Josiah was facing. But in the truth, we can enjoy freedom, delight, wisdom, peace. So let's pursue truth in 2019 as part of our growth as Christians, as part of becoming more Christ-like. Let's pursue the truth of God. And where is the most reliable place to find truth? Anybody want to guess? The Word of God, right? The Bible. I got a little acronym for you, B-I-B-L-E. Bible, Basic Instructions Before Life Every Day. B-I-B-L-E, Basic Instructions Before Life Every Day. We need that in 2019, don't we? So, the Bible, 66 books, written by 40 authors over 1,600 years, 1,189 chapters, 31,102 verses, and can be read in its entirety at the speed that I'm speaking in 72 hours. That's a long weekend. You could read the whole Bible in a long weekend. Yet, for Christians, it seems like the most difficult task is to read God's Word. And the three reasons that I hear the most about why Christians don't read their Bibles is busy, too busy, I don't understand it, doesn't apply to my life. So, we're going to answer those questions this morning. But first, we're going to do a Bible reading survey. Since I haven't been here in 5 years, I need to do this again, Pastor. So everybody gets to stand. Everybody stand so we can all participate in the Portland Christian Center Bible reading survey. All right? This is good for your soul, but bad for your reputation. All right, I'm going to ask you three questions. And when I ask the question that relates to you, you sit down. And I know this is really, really hard because it's Christmas week. I know you're so busy at Christmas week. But do you think we should be so busy at one of the most spiritual days of the year that we set aside our Bible reading because we're so busy celebrating? Kind of weird, isn't it? So the first question is, I've not read my Bible at all since last Sunday. Please be seated. The second question is, I've read my Bible some, three or four times, but not every day since last Sunday, and you'd be seated. And the last question is, I've read my Bible every day since last Sunday, and you can be seated. Now, I don't do that to embarrass us. I do it because the statistics tell us 15% of Christians read the Bible every day. And we just saw that right here, right? Your church is about there. Maybe I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. He's telling me to pump it up, pump it up. All right, it's 20%. It's 18.5%. But you can see we're talking about us. We're not talking about them. It happens everywhere I go. It's the same. Every church is the same. So we can change that in 2019. That is the hope. That's the goal, that we can be different. We can change it. So some of the stories or surveys that Back to the Bible has done, that organization, says reasons that they don't read the Bible, and these probably apply to you. I'm overextended. In other words, I'm too busy. Bad time management, my own laziness, church-related activities. I love that one, especially this week, right? I'm so busy in church, I don't have time to read the Word. And lack of a meaningful plan. Okay, that one I get, and we're going to encourage you with a couple of meaningful plans as you roll into 2019. So the first question is, why read the Bible? Why should you commit in 2019 to read the Bible each and every day of your life? And I've asked this question since 2002 when I started the Ezra Project from Christians. And here's some of the reasons that they have given me, you would probably give me the same, of why we should engage in Bible reading this coming year. First of all, to know God better. I mean, most of us would say we want to know God better, right? So how do we know God better? John 5:39 says, "You search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and in these are they which testify of me." So if you want to know God better, you search the Scriptures. And I think that's the goal for your church this coming year, is to grow in the Lord. If you're going to know God better, you'll spend time searching the Word of God. The second reason is to learn how to live like God wants me to live. Again, part of your goal for the whole year coming up in 2019, to be more Christ-like. Well, how are we going to do that? How are we going to learn to live the way God wants us to live? Well, Proverbs 4, 20 through 22 say, "Oh, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh." So if we want to know how to live our lives, we spend time in God's word. And then the third reason is to find answers to the problems I have in life. Now, we don't need to do a survey of that to find out if any of you have any problems in life, but where do we get the answers? Do we get it from the little Google box in your house? Or do we get it on the internet? Or do we get it from our friends? Where's a good place to find the answers to life? How about Psalm 119, 130? "The entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple." Now, I'm not a pastor. I'm a common guy like you that reads my Bible every day. I'm simple. But the word of God can speak to my heart. It can speak to your heart. In the problems of life, let the word of God shine truth into your life this year in 2019. So if you're confused about life and you want real answers, give the truth of the word of God a chance this year in your life. He loves you. He wants a truthful relationship with you, and he prefers it daily. He waits on us every day. I hope to not disappoint him. I hope you won't disappoint him when he's waiting on you each day to shed some truth into your life. So put the word of God in your heart each and every day this year. So how to read the Bible? We came with a plan for you. You have a plan. Your church will have a wonderful plan this year to read the Gospels over and over and over and let the words of Jesus, the activities of Jesus, the life of Jesus penetrate your heart. And that's a great plan. And if that's the plan that you want to do, praise the Lord. I think you said you'd read through four times. If you do that every 90 days or so, you'll read through the Gospels four times. That's a great plan. That will meet some of your needs. We offer you another plan. There are lots of ways to read the Bible. So in these journals that are outside on the table, this one's a trio journal and this one's a chronological journal. There are 8 to 10 Bible reading plans in here. There's 8 to 10 Bible reading plans in here. So if you don't want that or you want resources in the future, then you get these journals, $5 for a journal, and they got all kinds of plans in them. The plan we're going to promote in the Ezra Project in 2019 is the 33% plan. So read 1/3 of the Bible in 2019. Most of us, how many of you ever read the whole Bible? Okay, a lot of people in this church have read the whole Bible, but some of you haven't. So this is a nice pace. You can get 1/3 of the Bible, 22 books, 17 Old Testament books, 7 New Testament books, a couple of the Gospels. We're going to start January 1 with Luke. So if you want to get into the Gospel with that's available here. And epistles and some of the history and prophets. It's a really nice layout of the Word of God at a nice pace of about a chapter a day. So these are available with the plan in them in the back as you leave. And we know that a plan will give you the discipline to stay with it this year and understand God's Word. Now, some of you would rather listen, and that's why I gave Pastor earbuds. So there's a Bible app card called Ad Bible. Audio daily devotion. It's the same 1/3 plan. It's the same 33% plan. So if you'd rather listen or listen and read, then you can download the app on your phone, start January 1 with the Gospel of Luke, and go through those 33 books this year. My encouragement is to do it all. Listen, because we learn in different ways, right? Some listen, some see, some kinesthetic. So if you listen, read, and journal, you're going to have all the ways of learning covered, and you'll have a great year in the Word of God. And you'll have a cherished possession of what God spoke to you through 1/3 of His Word by just jotting something down. What was the verse that meant something to me today? What was the principle that I got? What was the question I had as I read the Word of God? So the journals are there, and even in here it gives you ideas, tips on how to journal. So that's the plan. There are several plans this year. Make a commitment to stay in the Word of God each and every day. There's things, you know, you think, well, can I really do that? If I asked you what you do every day, you'd name lots of things, wouldn't you? I brush my teeth every day. I check my email every day. I check my phone every day. I charge my phone every day. I comb my hair every day. I mean, there's lots of habits that we do. Why can't Bible reading be a habit in 2019? Now let's go back to the text of 2 Kings 23. Go back to your Bible, 2 Kings 23, and find out what happened when Josiah read the word of the Lord. It changed him. We don't just read for the sake of reading. We read because God wants to filter his word through us, and he wants to change us to be more Christ-like. So look, listen to the changes that Josiah made. Dramatic. Will your life be dramatically different after you read the word of God each day? 2 Kings 23:4. He eliminated the idols from the temple. The word of God says, and the king commanded Hilkiah the high priest, the priests of the second order, and the doorkeepers to bring out of the temple of the Lord all the articles that were made for Baal and Asherah and for all the hosts of heaven. And he burned them outside Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron and carried their ashes to Bethel. He got out the idol in his life, the idol worship. So what idols have crept into your life? Work, entertainment, selfish ambition, sports, shopping, listening to the voices of men rather than the voices of the word. What needs to be eliminated so you can get back to pursuing truth in 2019? Next, he removed the idolatrous priests. 2 Kings 23:5. Then he removed the idolatrous priests whom the king of Judah had ordained to burn incense on the high places in the cities of Judah and in the place of all around Jerusalem, and those who burned incense to Baal, to the sun, to the moon, to the constellations, and to the hosts of heaven. He got rid of them. He got rid of the idolatrous priests. So the question, our application for us is, where are your eyes? Are they on the things of the world rather than the things of the word? What distractions need to be removed from your life so that you can clearly seek the truth again in 2019? Next, he destroyed the high places, the altars, the wooden images, and the sacred pillars to the false gods of the neighboring nations. So he cleaned up the house in Israel, and then he went outside and he cleaned it up everywhere. So what worldly influences are infiltrating your Christian life? TV, music, movies, the internet? What needs to be controlled or even destroyed in your own life so that you can have time in 2019 for unhurried prayer and Bible reading? Think about what Josiah did when he heard the word. Those were dramatic changes. God is not asking us to do that, but he's asking us to consider our own lives. What dramatic changes do I need to make this year so that I can grow in the Lord, so I can truly become more Christ-like? Some of the changes you may have to alter so that this year will be a special year for you. And once he did all that, he reinstituted Passover. You see, once you get the clutter out of our lives, and there's a lot of clutter in our lives today, once you get the clutter out, there's time again for spiritual activity. There was time again for them to celebrate Passover because they got rid of all the idolatrous stuff. So what spiritual activities have you left aside? Bible reading, prayer, Christian fellowship? And what needs to be reinstated so you now can know the truth and the truth can truly set you free in 2019? I'll close with this challenge. From Matthew 21, verse 42, Jesus asking the religious leaders of his day, the chief priests and the Pharisees, he asked them this question. He asked us this question. Did you never read in the scriptures? The religious leaders of his day, us today, did you never read in the scriptures? Josiah read the word of God. He got a biblical perspective and it changed his life because he became tender and humble before God In the midst of calamity all around him, God blessed him. There will be calamity in 2019. We don't know what it'll look like. We have no idea. It happens every year. But if you want to be blessed in the calamity of life around you, spend time in God's word in 2019. We finish where we started. 2 Kings 22, 18 through 20. But as for the king of Judah, Josiah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, in this manner you shall speak to him. Thus says the Lord God of Israel concerning the words which you have heard, because your heart was tender, and you humbled yourself before the Lord, when you heard what I spoke against this place and against its inhabitants, that they would become a desolation and a curse, and you tore your clothes and you wept before me, I also have heard you. Surely, therefore, I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace, and your eyes shall not see all the calamity which I will bring on this place. Like Josiah, turn to the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your spirit. Give God your heart this year in 2019, and let him get you through the calamities of life in peace. The peace of God. Will you accept? As the ushers come, you got the cards, all the ushers, as fast as we can distribute those, I'm going to ask you to make a covenant. We started with Josiah. Once he heard the word of the Lord, he stood by a pillar and he made a covenant to give his heart to the Lord and to do what the word of God said. In fact, it says this: all the people took a stand for the covenant. I invite you to make a covenant before the Lord, to follow the Lord, and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all your heart, with all your soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. He did that. And you saw your pastor standing at the end when I said, have you read the Bible every day since last Sunday? He's going to read the Bible every day in 2019, and he would like to know if you will join him. Will you join him with a commitment to read the Word of God? There's only one question on there that's really of our concern, and that's, did you commit to daily Bible reading, yes or no? Just fill that out. You can fill out the rest if you want. But this is a souvenir for you. You tear it off. You turn in this part as you walk out to the ushers. You get the small part as a bookmark for your Bible, reminding you that every day you made a commitment to read the Word of the Lord. So that bookmark will be in your Bible as that memory. When the service is over and we get all those cards collected, I will send Pastor Ray a letter back that says 50% of the people committed with you, or 100%, or 78%, whatever it's going to be. You're going to determine the commitment level of your church today in Bible reading in 2019. But just as you think about it, just imagine this. Imagine your life next year on this day if you read the Bible every day. Will it be better? Imagine your church, if everybody in this church committed to read the Bible every day in 2019, would it change this church? Imagine the impact you will have on Portland, the community around you, if this church, if every church became a Bible reading church. That's the opportunity we have in 2019. That's the opportunity we have to grow in Christ, become more Christ-like, by searching the scriptures and finding the truth to live by in 2019. Can I pray for our commitment, and then I'll turn it back over to Pastor Ray. Father, as we bow our hearts and our heads before you, we thank you for 2018. It's over. Whatever we face, some good, some bad, some ugly, we thank you that we've gone through another year. And we pray, as Pastor has already shared, that 2019 can be better. We don't know what's in store for us, individually or corporately. We have no idea. But we know if we put our hand in yours, you will walk us through the calamity of life in 2019. We can have freedom. We can have peace. We can have joy. We can have good judgment. We can have the truth of God. Lord, bless us as we make a commitment to spend time in your word. And as we do, Lord, your Holy Spirit's job is to teach us all truth. So touch our hearts, Lord, as we spend time in your word. Lead us into truth, and let the truth set us free. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks again for listening to this week's edition of the Portland Christian Center podcast. If you want more information about the ministries of Portland Christian Center or have a prayer need, please visit us online at pcctoday.com. Thanks for listening.